This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the U.S. Capitol Police are branching out to protect members of Congress when they're not in D.C. The VA is now offering vaccines to any veteran along with their spouses or caregivers. And to be on the safe side, should the Pentagon look for an alternative to GPS? These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The U.S. Capitol Police Department is opening its first offices outside the Beltway. One will be in Miami and the other in San Francisco. The new regional offices are meant to improve the agency's ability to protect members of Congress when they're away from the Capitol. The agency's inspector general testified yesterday that threats against members shot up 107% this year compared to the same period in 2020. Congress is renewing the push to give the Justice Department's Inspector General power to investigate the agency's attorneys for misconduct. The Justice IG is the only Inspector General that does not have the authority to investigate professional misconduct from the department's lawyers. A new bill from six House members would close that loophole. Their legislation is similar to a bill that passed the House back in 2019. 12 senators introduced an identical bill. It too has bipartisan support. A Senate committee calls on President Joe Biden to fill watchdog jobs at 13 agencies. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Most of these vacancies have been in place for more than a year. That's got the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee calling on President Joe Biden to nominate watchdogs to fill these jobs. Committee members say the lack of permanent IGs put longer-term projects on hold. The IG Independence and Empowerment Act, introduced in the House last month, would require the president to notify Congress if he hasn't nominated an IG within 210 days of the position becoming vacant. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Veterans Affairs Department is now offering walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinics for all veterans, their spouses, and caregivers. VA has vaccinated 2.7 million people so far. That includes 60,000 people who Congress made eligible to get a vaccine through VA via new legislation. The Save Lives Act gave the department the authority to vaccinate veterans not enrolled in VA healthcare along with their spouses and caregivers. VA is encouraging veterans to check the hours for their local clinics before walking in for a vaccine. Agencies can now grant administrative leave to federal employees who have adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Employees can get up to 2 days of leave to recover from each dose if they have a reaction. The guidance comes from the Biden administration's Safer Federal Workforce Task Force. Employees who need more than 2 days can consider requesting time off through the new emergency paid leave program if it's available. The Office of Personnel Management is operating a temporary paid leave fund for the vast majority of federal employees. Nicole DeGrisco, Federal News Network.
NASA's Associate Administrator Steve Yurzik is retiring after more than 30 years of service with the agency. He's been the agency's highest-ranking career civil servant since May of 2018. Taking his place will be Robert Cabana, who has been director of NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida since 2008. Cabana is a Naval Academy graduate who's managed all NASA programs at Kennedy, including its Commercial Crew program. Two big personnel changes in the federal technology community. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us who's on the move.
The Energy Department's getting a new Chief Information Officer. The Defense Digital Service is looking for a new director. These are two of the latest changes in leadership across the federal technology sector. Energy chose Ann Duncan for its top technology leadership position. She previously served as CIO at the EPA during the Obama administration. Meanwhile, Brett Goldstein is leaving as the head of the Defense Digital Service in June after a little more than 2 years on the job. Deputy Director Katie Olson will serve as the acting director until a new leader is named. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
A bipartisan group of House members want to raise the sole source thresholds for SBA's 8A contracting program. The Expanding Contracting Opportunities for Small Businesses Act, introduced by Congresswomen Maria Elvira Salazar and Marie Newman, would increase sole source contracting caps for 8A firms from $5 million to $8 million for general contracts and from $7 million to $10 million for manufacturing contracts. Congress has not raised the sole source caps for more than a decade. A small but significant IT modernization effort to aid citizens with hearing or speech impairments. More from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
The General Services Administration says it will begin the switchover for users of its Fed Relay contract to a service called the Telecommunication Relay Services, overseen by the FCC and paid for by an FCC fund. While it readies the new service, GSA will extend the old one through November. Officials say the new plan will enhance the ability of the hearing and speech impaired to communicate with agencies via telephone. Separate contracts give agencies the option of adding conference captioning and video remote interpreting. I'm Tom Temin.
The White House's Scientific Integrity Task Force meets for the first time this Friday. It'll review agency scientific integrity policies to determine whether they do enough to bar political appointees from interfering with the work of career federal employees. The 46-member task force is part of the White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy and created through a memo President Joe Biden signed in January. Two deputy OSTP directors will lead the task force, along with co-chairs from the EPA, Interior Department, Education Department, and National Library of Medicine. An interagency group of cybersecurity experts warns the U.S.'s implementation of 5G technologies could be compromised by undue influence from hostile nations in setting international 5G standards. That assessment comes from a new working panel set up as part of the National Strategy to Secure 5G. The group published its initial thinking in a white paper yesterday, but the group, made up of experts from the NSA, ODNI, and CISA, says the new publication is the beginning of its work, not the end. The Defense Department is poising itself to be a more data-centric organization, Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
The Pentagon's thinking about warfare differently in 2021, and data is a hot commodity. The Defense Department released 5 data decrees that will help make information more visible, accessible, and secure. The tenets include maximizing data sharing and rights for data use within DoD, as well as publishing a federated data catalog. DoD wants to store data in a manner that's safe and decoupled from other hardware and software dependencies. DoD will also create a council to manage data and promote its literacy. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The Pentagon needs to focus on the resiliency of GPS and other positioning, navigation, and timing technologies. A new Government Accountability Office report finds that the Defense Department is relying too much on GPS and leaves the military vulnerable to navigation challenges if it does not find alternative technologies. GAO is recommending that DoD coordinate with industry for alternative technologies and consider creating a centralized office to oversee navigation issues. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.